This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Graham Robb. His book is The Discovery of Middle Earth. And Graham, can you talk about how your book would serve as kind of a guidebook for somebody who's planning a trip?
You can use the book as a guidebook in that it allows you to see the relation of different Celtic sites to one another. And one of the problems about visiting Celtic sites, as my wife discovered heroically when we were doing research for the book on our bikes, is that because the Celts had their towns in places that were determined by this grid which they imposed on their territory, very often instead of visiting the interesting cathedral town, which was an earlier Roman town, you're visiting a featureless heap of rubble on the outskirts of the city. And the compensation is that once you've climbed up to the top of it, where this implausible town once stood, you very often have magnificent view of the surrounding landscape.
You can really read a lot into the remains of these ancient Celtic and Roman sites just by thinking what a surveyor needs to lay out a road.
Yes, that's right. And actually, you can do quite a lot of research in advance just by looking at the map.
Uh-huh.
And if you look up the origin of place names, you'll find that very often, or nearly always, along the roads which we think of as Roman, the places have Celtic names.
So the Romans got credit for it, and they just sort of built atop Celtic infrastructure.
Yes, that's right. Very often what happened was that the Romans, who used slaves, would be able to build roads using heavy slabs of stone,
mm-hmm.
where the Celts maintained the road.
It's just an amazing puzzle, Graham, when you look at this. And then what's fascinating to me is we all think of Stonehenge when we go to England as the misty past. Well, Celtic people could have stood there 2,000 years ago and marveled at Stonehenge with almost the same wonder we do, because it was so much older. I mean, Stonehenge was as old to the Celts as the Celts are to us.
That's exactly right. To them, it would have been a mysterious ancient monument. They may have realized, they probably did realize, that there were solar alignments, that it was aligned on the solstice, but they wouldn't have known about the people who built it, because the Celts themselves didn't build in stone that way, but they did build a modern equivalent, as it were, of Stonehenge. There was a temple that was built by mind instead of muscle, or mathematics instead of muscle.
And where was that?
All over Europe. It was their organization of the territory.
Yeah, when you look at the maps and the charts in your book, you can see that this is all cohesive, and it's like there's a grand plan, and it's not some creepy theory about visitors from outer space. These are real people who could sell the Romans some wine when they decided to take them over. It's an amazing story.